Is that like,
do we have one already?
Yes, thank you.
Ask him to keep playing. Is there 1 minute there?
Yeah, just say we're still on share. Okay.
We're okay, starting so, to share.
Okay, so the I want to clarify. I know I gave out the next sugya already. Anyway, it's going to take probably 2 weeks to get through that Gemara, so it's fine. I don't know how much we're going to get to it this week. So the next sugya is the sugya of one store owner opening up another store near another store owner, and Hatsagas Gvul, classical terms of Hatsagas Gvul. What we left off with last time was the inyan of Aniyam Hachbe B'Charara. Aniyam Hachbe B'Charara was more direct. It means that one person has a specific, is either in Hefker or in purchase, competing for a specific item or a specific deal or something, and someone else comes in and grabs it from him. And we left off last week. We left off last week with the case of the Marshal. Just to chaz over quickly, the case of the Marshal, it was very again. People were going, trying to get clarity in how to apply the Marshal and how not to apply Marshal. And then we're going to get into something called Marufia, which is connected. So the case of the Marshal again was that Reuven bought the rights for the selling the Yain Saraf from the king. Reuven bought the rights for 3 years, and then Shimon came in after 2.5 years and bought the rights for the following 3 years. And there was a Shaila, and then Reuven came in and convinced the king to sell it back to him, and he hiked up the price 80 zehuvim, and then Shimon got it back from a higher authorities. So each one was tining a Sagas Gvul on the other one, and the bottom line was that the Psak of the Marshal was that Reuven, the fact that he had it for the first 3 years is totally unrelated to the next 3 years. Each deal is different, and it was a clearly set aside time. Originally, you only have it for 3 years. You're not even mahapich in the following 3 years, and therefore it was mutter for Shimon to come in and take it. So the Shaila that came up was, I don't understand. We have another case of a Malamed. If a Balabayas hires a Malamed for his son, another Malamed is not allowed to come in and say, I want to teach your son, I'll be better, teach my son. You're not allowed to steal someone else's job. So what do you mean? But I never told the Malamed he's my Malamed for life. So why isn't it like the case of the Marshal, that he only had it for 3 years? Here it is, because you didn't put an end line on it. And it's an ongoing agreement. It's a month by month, but it was understood that you're going to keep on being my Malamed until otherwise noted. So therefore, another person can't come in and steal the job. That's the difference. Is there a clear end point? There's no clear end point. The Shaila that the Olam was very unclear with is that, how does this translate into, let's say you have an office, and you get your office supplies from Reuven, and another guy opens up an office supplies business, and now Shimon wants to come and take he wants to supply you with your office supplies every month, right? So now, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, do you say, well, it's a month by month, it's like you only had it for this month, doesn't mean you have it for next month.
That's true.
Or do you say, no, listen, it's an ongoing relationship, and whatever it is, it's like the Malamed, I have it forever. Okay, so in order to fully understand this Shaila, we have to get into one other, and then we spoke out that there's another inyan, besides Ani Mahapich, we said that there's a Chumran Ani Mahapich, which comes in the Gemara over here, by Dagim, when one person sets up a net, another person's not allowed to come in and try to chop the first person's net. And we said from the Rishayim that when there's Tircha involved, when the first person was Tereach already, right? When the first person already worked for something, or he had some sort of smichas das or kinyan on it, then that's much worse. That's not just regular ani mahapich. That's much like gezel mederabana maybe, and that's worse.
You think that malamed, the relationship is really part. It's important. It's not something that. It's not like it's a commodity. You can't commoditize a revenue. Whereas like paper, pens, I can get them anywhere.
Right. Okay. So you're saying it's more specific.
It's key.
Okay. So what we're going to do is like this. We're going to learn this Mordechai, which I think brings in a whole new inyan. And this Mordechai will help us understand, when do you say both? Okay, the Mordechai I passed out is like this.
When do you say both what?
Meaning sometimes, is it the relationship? Do I have a right to say, listen, I have the relationship with the guy, or I have the contract for forever as of now, you can't come in, or it's a month to month. And so it's a Mordechai that says like this. Yesh Mekoyim is where it's underlined. Shedonin din ma'arufia. This is called the halacha of ma'arufia. I spoke to a couple times. I spoke to a dayan about different things in Hasagas Gvul. Oh, yeah, it's a shaila ma'arufia. So I nodded my head. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. I had no idea what it was. So lemaisa ma'arufia is this case of the Mordechai. Let's explain in a minute. V'chein reisiv tshuvas Rabbeinu Yosef tuv elim u'medamel aladogim diavi siyara. Ma'arufia is the following. Ma'arufia means you have a guy who basically he needs a guy He needs a schlepper, more or less. And he needs someone that whenever he needs anything to get done, he calls on me. He knows I'm there for him. I have a relationship with him. I don't know, schlepper. But the point is, I'm his go-to guy. If he needs, you know, something to be delivered somewhere, he'll call on me. He needs a new suit. I'll take care of it for him. He, you know, he needs to get this loan done. I'll arrange it for him. He knows that I'm a quality guy, that I get, what?
He's a problem fixed.
Yeah.
I'm here for you.
So some people say that a marufia, if another guy wants to come in and offer that service to him, basically say, let's start chummy with the guy, and eventually he'll get the relationship. So he says that it's medam leladogim, the yavi sierra, it's gezel. You're not allowed to befriend some guy. If you're looking for this relationship that's going to translate into the parnasa, you're not allowed to do that. V'yesh makom yishein donin, and some people say, no, it's okay. Umatirin liyisrael leilech l'marufya shel chaveroi. They say, a yid is allowed to go to the marufya of another guy, ulahalvoislai, ulashachudilai, and start giving him shoychad, that eventually he'll start liking him and beefing up, you know, that relationship, so that eventually he's going to start working with him. Where is this nigga? L'moshel. Someone told me, a banker. Right now, the guy is not necessarily investing with me. He's not investing with me right now. But I have a relationship with him, and I know once the guy cuts a big deal and he has the money and he wants to invest it, the first guy he's going to call is me. Because I took him out to lunch, we've already talked about different things. You know, I know that he's going to be my guy. You know, when he wants to invest the money. Now, all of a sudden, next thing I know, another guy's coming in and starting to, you know, take him out to lunch and trying to get his money. So, this is a shiloh. Do you say, Don and Dina de Marufia or not? So what's this? Why is Ma'arufya any different than Hasaga, than Ani Mahapech? How is it different? How is it the same? If it is different, you see some people say, you know, Ma'arufya is not a problem. But it's before in the Paiskim that those that hold Ma'arufya is a problem, it's even worse than Ani Mahapech. It's like Gezel. It's not just Russia. So on the one hand, some people know it's not a problem at all, and some people say it's even worse than Ani Mahapech. What is this Ma'arufya thing? So basically, what it is like this. Ani Mahapech is when you're talking about a very specific deal. Talking about something specific. Okay, let's say like the deal with the yayin. I want the yayin for the next 3 years. You have it. Now I'm trying to take it from you. That's the shayla of Ani Mahapech. I want this house, and you're coming and taking the house from me. That's the shayla of Ani Mahapech, and we said all the gedarim in Ani Mahapech. If you made a psikas damim, if you didn't make a psikas damim, is it Russia? Is it Hefker? Can you get it somewhere else? That was the shayla of Ani Mahapech. Okay, so the Marshal said, just the fact that you had it for the first 3 years has nothing to do with the following 3 years, and Ani Mahapech. Marufi is something else. Marufi is that there's no specific deal. There's no specific deal that we're fighting over. It's all about...
Maybe.
Yeah, it's all about the potential. It's all about that, you know, I have a relationship with him, and the understanding is he's going to use me. He's going to, you know, anything, he's going to come to me. But... in the meanwhile, I didn't take anything from you. We're not fighting about a specific thing. Okay? So, the shayla is, some people say it's more kal, it's not ani mahapech, it's nothing, it's okay. Some say it's more chomer, because I already worked for this. I already worked for that relationship, and now you're coming to take it. It's like gezel, because I already worked for it. That's the shayla. So now, let's go to the Marshal's case, for example. The Marshal's case would be that the first 3 years... I had it. Now, what are you going to say? The next 3 years is no Ani Mahapech, because I didn't have a right. Reuven doesn't have a right for the next 3 years, so he's not trying to get it. Reuven's allowed. What about Marufya? Maybe it's... No, because it's not Marufya either, because it's not a standing understanding that he's going to go with you. So it's not Marufya either, so that's the Mashal say. Okay? But let's go to our paper, our office supply guy. So I just spoke to a Dayan this morning, and he said a very nice thing. He said, if there's a standing order, every month they get 5 cases of paper, 3 things of toner. They have a standing order every month. So the standing order is like the malamed already. I have a standing order that I already have it. So for you to come in and take it, that's ani mahapech, because I already have it for next month. But let's say there's no standing order. Just, you know, this month, one day they'll call me, I ran out of paper, bring it. One day they'll call me, I need a new copy machine. He doesn't have a standing order with me, but I'm on his speed dial, and whenever he needs a guy, whenever he needs his paper. So he said, that is more like marufya. That's a shayla of Marufya. That's a shayla. You let it come in and advertise and try to tell the guy, listen. So let's take like the internet service, like we said, if they're both Jewish. So I already have an internet service and I have a contract for the next couple of years. That you wouldn't be able to come in and give phone service. to someone that has that service. But if you know, that would be a problem. But a month-to-month thing, which if it's not a standing order, it's just a relationship, that's a shayla marufia. Now, what are we paskin about marufia?
But the way you're saying it, it's not as bad.
Well, it's a machlokes if it's a problem at all.
On the side that it's worth,
we don dinah d'marufia, then why do we don dinah d'marufia? Because it's considered a tircha that the first guy did to develop this relationship. You know how long it took me to be on his speed dial? I went every month. I brought him extra stuff. Before, I sent him cards on Hanukkah time. I sent him this. I was terech to get this relationship. Yeah, so in other words, on the side that don and dinah marufia, we consider the relationship something that you were terech for. So therefore, it's gezel. So the shaila is not ani mahapach anymore. The shaila is more, it's like the case of ani amanakif baray shazayis that we said last time. That if you went on time and I did tircha for it, even if I didn't do a formal kinyan, but once I did a tircha to get something, that would be a problem. So
on waving your thing next to it, you haven't touched the branch once. He's calling month after month and day, week after week. That's not helping you get the job.
No, if obviously it didn't help me. But what do you mean? Anytime he needs something, he calls me as of now.
But my understanding is that by knocking off the coconut, whatever it is.
You did a tircha. Yeah.
Not just a tircha that he put up his pole in the air, that he touched the branch, that he started to sever it.
Right, okay.
So his tircha is helping you get it down. He started the action of getting it
down. No, that's
not
the point. The point is not because it helped you. You're not taking advantage of his tircha. That's not the point. The point is, since he was terech, the lashon of the ritva was he was already samech das on this thing.
But how do you know? If you're going to a client, how do you even know what the other guy's done? Is it really your business to investigate before you pitch somebody on your?
I don't know if you're business. You want to know how much
you find out.
I don't know if you find out. Okay, so I'll tell you. Shaila came up. I don't know how much I should say detail. Halacha l'maisa, just yesterday, on Friday. Okay, someone is going, he's representing, he's just kind of basically a salesman trying to get a contract with different, to put his product in public places. Let's leave it at that. So there's a lot of types of public places. There's hospitals, airports, whatever. But then there's also like yeshivas, you know, schools and stuff like that.
Whatever.
So, he found out that there was he was talking to a certain person, and he got the thing, and he found out that the guy before him that was providing that service was Jewish. So now he doesn't know if he should take it. Okay. Right? So like this. So I told him, L'chaira, I'm a psak halacha, but L'chaira, what should come out is, once you probably should not have done that. If you knew that the person providing the service till now was Jewish, and they had a understanding, it was a month-to-month thing, it was a standing order, this guy's providing the service, for you to come in is more than marufia. It's mamash ani mahapich b'charara. He has the thing already, and you could go get it somewhere else. There's plenty of other places to provide the service to. You don't need, you know, you'll keep yourself busy all day and all night with other places. You don't have to go with this guy. So therefore, you shouldn't have done it. But once you did it, now you've already opened up the curiosity of the client. Now the client wants you. Once the client wants you, then you don't have to back out now at that point. Because that we said, that once the client comes forward and says, you know, I want to use you, then he's offering it to you, you don't have to back out of it. But in the future, if you find out that now you know that this guy's doing the same thing you're doing, and is, you know, don't run after the yeshiva, because it's very likely that over there, in the yeshiva, he's probably providing the service. Right?
How is there ever a case of market competition with marufia? Like, everybody's always going to be doing something for some business. How do you ever break into the market?
How do you ever say, hey,
advertising, what do you mean? If you advertise and the guy comes to you, that's a totally different thing. Okay?
But what's advertising? You're going and you're trying to sell it.
No, advertise, public advertising.
You can advertise without developing a unique relationship.
You can't put it in their mailbox.
I can't go to the guy.
You can do that.
I can't necessarily go to the guy and try to lure the guy away.
Can I put it in his mailbox, a promotion?
Maybe.
You can put it in the mail, why not?
Maybe.
What's wrong with that?
Yes.
That's different. You're not trying to lure the guy. You lure the guy in that has already a pre-existing relationship. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about that. So let's talk about someone that opens up some sort of shop, and someone else. What? That's advertising. You don't say, "Listen, I'll give you. You're a new client." That's something else. So now. Okay, so that's done in Dina de Marufia or not? Now, now
Marufia is a relationship.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. So now I'll tell you where the person said the issue of Marufia. Okay. There was a Shaila that was, it was not in this city. It was not in this city, but there was a Shaila that was asked, and I looked into it, that there was one person, it wasn't necessarily a big place, and one person had some sort of backyard camp, and someone else wanted to open a similar camp for similar age children. So whether you're allowed to open the camp or not open the camp, that is next week's sugya. Fine, open the camp. But now the Shaila is, how strong can the person advertise to try to get the campers to come? So the Shaila was, kids that had already gone to the previous camp last year. Let's say the camp is for third and fourth graders. So in third grade, they went to camp A. Now they're going to fourth grade. So now for the fourth grader, even though they went to camp A last year, I want to go into camp. I want to maybe, can I try to get them to camp to come to my camp this year? New people is brand new people. They never went to A or B. So once we determine that you're allowed to open the camp, which depends on next week's sugya, now you could fight equally about those clients. That's fine, because there's no marufia on that. But what about the people that were already going to the first place? Maybe there's marufia. Maybe the person's invested the whole year. They're set, you know, they make a Hanukkah thing for their campers, and they develop a relationship with the campers so that they can come back. They already invested in the campers. Now you're going to come in and take their campers from them. The person said, it's not a shalav asagas gvul, it's a shalav marufia, which is this inyan, right? Meaning you're trying to take the people that are already existing by the other camp. But the person said, for example, and Naruf, you could even be with siblings, because maybe the relationship was with the parent. The parent is already sending all their kids to this camp.
Suppose you take the list of all the shuls, the emails in the community, and you send that to them.
Right, that's fine.
Then you're going to hit all those people.
You're going to hit them, but you're not trying to
you're
take them.
You're not luring them by going to the house.
They can find out about you. Now, they can find out about you. Once they find out about you and they come to you, then there's no Anyam Hapach and there's Lachar no Marufi either. You're not trying to take them. Now, Lamaisa, by the way, interestingly, is that this last week, similar to what you just mentioned, we mentioned in Avnei Nezer. That Avnei Nezer talks about that one guy opened up a factory in the same city as the other guy. And again, if you're allowed to open the factory or not, we're going to talk about next week. But not only opened the factory, he tried to get the workers from the other factory to work by him. So the Avnei Nezer said a huge chiddush. Since once there is a second factory in town, the workers are going to check in and say, can I get a better deal with you? Once they're going to try to see if they can get a better deal with you,
you can approach
then I can even approach them because Mestama, they're going to come to me. So...
So cut out an advertisement and start approaching people.
Exactly.
Right.
So we were all saying last week, this Avnei Nezer is huge chiddush.
Yeah.
According to this Avnei Nezer, so since the guy probably will find out, the only reason he was going to you because you're the only guy in town, not because he wanted
there.
You.
Right.
But once there's two people in town, he would have never gone to you. Maybe he would come to me. So now I can even approach him. That's Avnei Nezer's svara. So it's a huge chiddush. So anyways, I was talking to a dayan this morning. And I tell him we're learning this. I was asking him a little bit about Marufia. So he says, by the way, there's a very important Shuvas Avnei Nezer. So we saw that Avnei Nezer last week. It's a huge chiddush. Yeah, he said it's a huge chiddush. I don't know if it's halachal ma'aser or not.
That's good you said.
So
it's very hard because these guys were working by it. They got experience.
Yeah, no, but what he was saying, he's bringing out a point from the Avnei Nezer, is that just because they were with one person doesn't necessarily mean there's marufia there.
Lifetime and job.
Doesn't mean that there was a relationship. It's a good svar to say, listen, I had no choice. I had to use you. Once there's two people in town, now the field is open. Every customer is going to want to know where they can go. Right? So according to the Avnei Nezer, it would definitely be okay to even technically lure the customers over. Because you see, from the Avnei Nezer, he doesn't even handle tircha. He doesn't handle anything.
Right.
Once they're coming to me, I can take them. And he says, once you're opening competition, it's considered they're coming to me. So according to Avnei Nezer, Marufi doesn't really come in because once I open my camp, some of the campers, they went there last year, but they're going to want to check out. Maybe there's a better camp. Then I'm going to shove it there. So once you're going to start with the Avnei Nezer, in La Davar Soif,
really. Sure doesn't make
this is where Dina de Marufia comes in, okay? So Dina de Marufia is again, it's a Shaila, it's like an Ani Mahapich, and as far as our question from last week with the standing, with anytime you have someone providing you a service, I think this distinction that this Dayan made for me this morning is a very good one. That if it's a standing order, right, then that's like Ani Mahapich. If it's not a standing order, you just happen to be on the guy's speed dial, and he's the guy that he goes to you whenever he needs something on paper goods, then that would be maybe Marufia. And we'll have to see, do we dan dina de marufia or not? So how do we paskin about marufia? So in the packet, Go to the packet. In the packet, it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch on the second to last page. Okay, it says Kuf Nun Gimel on the top of the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, it's the second to last page. It says Kuf Nun Gimel on the top, and it's underlined. It's double-sided, so... You can't really see the underline so well. Kuf Nun Gimel. Yeah, keep on going. That's second page. Second to last page. Okay, over here. Okay. Adam Shiesh Legoi Ma'arufya. So the Ramah says, someone that has a goy a ma'arufya, this relationship. Yesh mekaymeis shedonin she'osr la'acherim lerid l'chayusai v'lasik im agoyahu. Some people say it's osr for the goy, for anyone to go in and get involved with this ma'arufya. V'yesh mekaymeis she'ein donin. And some people, no, they're not done that. V'yesh matirin li'yisrael acher leilich l'goyahu. That they do allow you to go to this guy. Now, what does this Rama mean at the last line? V'yesh oisrim. He just said some people don, some people don't don.
Right? What is he throwing in those last two words? V'yesh oisrim. Right?
Make it even worse.
He just said. So I think that the pshat is that some people say that the first sheet, not only do we say it's usher. Even if you did it, but the Eved will take the money away from you.
The first
shita is like a mamash gezel, that if you do it, we take it away from you.
Wow.
The second shita says it's mutter, and the third shita is in between.
It's not mutter lechatchila,
but the Eved we won't. So that's what it means yesh oiser. Yeah. But al kopon, you see, it's a suffix in the Ramah. So now it's a suffix in the Ramah. What do we do?
Why would
I have to go by a guy? So the Chasam Sofer says, because by a Yid it's Zichar Aser, but I don't know why. I think that by a Yid it's Zichar Aser because the first Yid is much more Samech Das on that. Meaning, what Rabbi Shachman's asking here is, why when we talk about this Marufia, it sounds like it's only because he's a guy, this guy. Let's say you have a hotshot Jew. It's the same thing. So I think that the Chasam Sofer says, because by a Jew, you're much more Samech Das that he's going to stick with you. So the guy, that's what he means, Nichse Goy Hefker. The guy, yeah, very nice, I took him out to lunch. I don't trust him that he's going to call me because of that. He's going to do whatever's in his best interest. Yeah. The Yid Lemais, I feel like if I have a relation with him, he's not going to say, I daven with him in shul, he's not going to stab me in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, it's more Smichas Das, that's why it could be everyone holds its Asr Lechatchila. So the Chasam Sofer holds, what?
I don't know where you daven.
I mean, it doesn't work that way for some of you.
No.
Now, don't say that, please. My two lives. And I'm the conference.
So the
depends which
the point is that the Chasam Sofer basically says is to go ahead and say b'di'evid we're going to don dina de marufia and say that you can't keep the money. That taka we don't do. But l'chatchila, l'maisa, is this a shayla of yisurim, moment, what is this?
Yeah.
So on the perspective of the person doing it, it's a shayla of yisur, l'chatchila, you should be, you know, even though so it could be sinister dreitz, this drabonon, kipshut aisis of yashra toiv, the Chasam Sofer basically says that especially if it's another yid, you should taka try to stay away, but the other person has no time, can't take you to necessarily to Beis Din.
Of course, yeah.
Okay? For this dina de marufya. If it's ani mahapich, and it's mamish, then we saw machlokes. If you take the money, if we're moitzi b'day on him, but over here also, you know, there's a big machlokes. We're moitzi b'day on him or not, and obviously halakha l'maisa, each case is different. But I just wanted to clarify. So at the end is that besides dina degam, besides ani mahapich, there's also this inyan of marufya, which is, you know, according to like the Ramah says, some say it's better, some say it's worse. You know what?
Do you have to like actually be bodet into it? Like, there's a Jew in shul. He probably, I mean, there's enough lawyers, he's probably working with a Jewish lawyer. For instance, or a banker, probably working with a Jewish bank. But I have no idea who he's working with. So, you know, welcome to start talking to him, or you have to look into it first?
You have to? I mean, listen, this whole thing is a Sisa Yashvatai. If you really know he's working with, in the back of your mind, maybe he's not, that back of your mind, is that Nagias, or is that like you really think so?
I mean, in different cases, sometimes it's a...
If you feel like this guy that was selling this, you know, that was providing this service to these public places. He told me, I'm not even going to go to the yeshiva because I'm pretty sure that the yeshiva is using this guy.
Right.
So I'm not going to start off with them now. I know they're using this guy. Now, this guy happens to need parnasa. And he still didn't want to do it, and his wife, because he said, whatever. And now, you know, he didn't want to. He said, I'm not going to go there and ask them, do you use this guy, don't use this guy. I'm pretty convinced that they use him, so I'm just going to stay there. But
That was my question that Yoni asked.
You asked that similar question, right? Like, how much do you have?
Do you have an obligation to look into?
I don't think on the most part necessarily, but in the case where it's pretty clear, like this case with the yeshiva, obviously they're using, if there's a Jewish guy in the community that has a relationship with the yeshiva providing the service, it's a very good, decent assumption to say that they're using him, you know, then something like that would be kedai to look into. Now some, like I was telling, there's two, in the Dayanim in general, there's two philosophies on this. Is that some Dayanim feel that even if it's not included in the strict halacha, we should be machmer on these things to make takanas hashuk, to protect the business owners that lemaisa people are doing terech, people have a hard time with parnasa, whatever, and we should go out of our way to protect the business owners from this type of thing. And some people have the philosophy for karet, that if it's not also in the halacha, then let the guy do it because you're helping the consumer. Adarava, what do I care? As long as it's not included in the strict letter of the law, I'm not going to start asering it and make these takanas because adarava, there's a resvar to say that it's better for some people that there should be more competition. So there's these two philosophies and there's two batidinim in Lakewood. So I was talking to them about a similar case and they both, each guy said about the other one, I said, the other person said like this, because he holds that he's very machmir on this, and he probably told you that it's not halacha, but Rabbanu shouldn't allow it. I said, yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Okay, so
but the Dayanim, there's two mahalchim out there in how to go about this. But Al Kaponim, so next week, I think finally we're going to get to the inyan of actually opening the store itself, if that's a Sagas Gvul, who's allowed to open, who's not allowed to open. Fine. It's through the summer. What's the consensus? It's going to be here for through July. I'm not going to be here in August, but through the next couple of weeks, through July.
2 weeks from today, from Sunday, is Joseph Thomas.
It's Shabbos, I think, but it's Nitzche. I think we've had before a shiur on Atinus, and believe it or not, it actually
brings more people out.
We're just not serving breakfast.
Oh, no.
Shabbos. Oh, no. Shabbos.